I just want to add this in really quick. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this. Hopefully you receive something from it. Make sure you're following me on I_M_TEZYA. That's on Instagram as well as Twitter. And I literally recorded this off of the dome. God put it on my heart. And hopefully you can get something from it. I appreciate you for tuning in. All right, I'm back. Man, this feels so good, you know, because when you really, really reflect on everything, you're like, wow, your lifestyle really is your ministry. Before we get into the last segment, because this is crazy, we're wrapping it all up together. It's Tasia. Follow me on Instagram, I_M_TEZYA. When I say this is so on the fly, I did not expect to even do a series. So I hadn't even calculated to put any of my socials out. But since this is the last segment, and I'm hoping and praying that you did listen to the first two, because it'll make all the sense why we had to go in that order. And this is how we got to this segment. But make sure you follow me on Instagram. Same handle for Twitter, I_M_TEZYA. And you should be able to find me there, especially on my IG story. Like, I post stories all the time, not really heavy on pictures in the timeline, but, you know, every once in a while, I kind of post a picture. But you can definitely see my tweets, too. And I just love good energy. So if you're a good energy person, come on over, join the squad. We'll go from there. So the last pillar of some sort, the last pillar that I think everyone should kind of think about, is when you're considering your lifestyle being your ministry, it's in your actions. It's in your actions. That's, I don't know. Maybe when you heard your lifestyle is your ministry, maybe the first thing you did think was your image. Or considerably, maybe it was in the way you speak. But I know for me, because I'm an action, solution-driven person, it's in your actions. I can see what you do. I can see who you are. Okay, you're a good, noble person. I get this a lot. You have really good energy. There's something about you. You shine. You glow. It doesn't even feel... When people say that stuff, even though it's a compliment, it's almost like affirming what I and how I feel about my life. So the fact that you can see it in me, I'm just grateful that the way I think, the way I feel about myself is so radiant. Oh my goodness. And graciously, I welcome people who have that same thing going. And I start to attract people that's like that. And the people who aren't, they feel uncomfortable around me. They're just like, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I can really be around this because I'm not there yet. And that's okay. But that's one thing that I've heard a lot. And it's because the things I do, the moves I make, the way I persevere. And for me, y'all, because I do believe in God, the God I serve, it shows that. My lifestyle is in my ministry because of God for me. I don't apologize for that. I open space in conversation about what others believe. But when it comes to my beliefs, that's what's in my ministry. And why is that so important to talk about? It's important to talk about it in a world that will try to get you to be and think differently, not in enlightenment, but in servitude to what it is they want you to do. And so I'm wrapping up the series with your actions, because you'll probably be the oddball. You'll probably be the weird one You'll be the one that's not fitting in. But that's what the ministry is about. The things you do. You're not willing to fit in. You're not willing to subject yourself to believe what everybody else believes if it doesn't make sense to you. You're willing to do the ministry. The ministry for Tasia is love. When I think of love, I think about God. And when I think of God, I think about love. And what I know him to be is infinite. He is understanding, compassionate. Everything. He's everything. He's everywhere. He adores us. So that's my ministry, is to love. That's my personal ministry. And I try my best to do everything in love. Everything in love. My friends, my family, my strangers, the strangers. You see, I even said my. Not in an ownership way, but in a loving way, in a sharing way, in a way where it's like, you understand that when I know you, you're good. That's what I feel God does with us. I may not always be happy with people's decisions or thought processes, but I open space for it to be there. There's something to learn. And in exchange, they're going to want to learn what I have to offer. That's in my ministry. Love is my ministry. God is my ministry. So that's that piece that people need to be able to feel from you. You know, social media makes a lot of this personality searching and guidance. It makes it very complex because partially we have a space where we can really find people that think and live and move like us. And then a lot of it is just filtering through personalities, just like taking two cards or a stack of cards and like shuffling them. You just don't know what is what. But I know one thing. If you're clear about who you are, what you're into, you're going to attract that. Your actions are going to attract that. The things you're into, the music you listen to, the people you hang with, the places y'all go or stay or read. Like if you're into reading, you're going to find a pack of readers. If you're into traveling, you're going to find the pack of travelers out there in social media land. If you're into love and relationships, you'll find channels. You find who you are, but you have to make sure that you're clear on this is who you are as well. Like, you're attracting who you are. If it is off and it's a lot of things that's kind of like in the midst of you that just don't make sense, they don't seem right, at that point you should take a breath and say, there's something about me that's attracting these types of people, this energy. I don't think we'd like to take accountability. Well, such and such did it. You know, kind of going back to the first segment. Well, the men are wearing durags. They shouldn't be wearing durags outside. That's a horrible voice imitation, but that's how I hear it in my head. But it's not about what they're doing. It's about your image. You keep the standards high for you. You know what I'm saying? Your lifestyle is your ministry. Is that an association with how you feel about yourself? Because guess what? Regardless if it is or isn't, that's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. So it's in your actions. Am I doing what needs to be done? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you doing what needs to be done for the greater good? That's a personality thing. That's an action-based thing. You don't even have to tell me you're a good person. If I scroll online and I see the different things you've done, it'll tell me. There are some private people, but still, vibes, vibes, vibes. Like, a person may put or type out a status, and you can tell in that person's status, oh, yeah, They're wise beyond their years. You can tell in someone's pictures if they're happy or if they're sad, even if they're smiling. You can tell. It's in their body language, right? They didn't even open their mouth on that one. So when you see things that don't feel right, you don't get nervous. You don't get scared. You don't try to fix it, because that's not your job to fix people. Even Aliana is retiring. I'm pretty sure I'm butchering her name. Aliana. She's retiring from Aliana Fix My Life. And rightfully so. I think the lady has done a lot of work. Even outside of the television series, I think she's opened up a space. You know, in figurative speaking, a can of worms have spiraled out, especially in the Black community, kind of really invest in mental health and in relationship building. She's done a lot, nationally and internationally. So thank God for her using her purpose. And guess what? Making her lifestyle her ministry. But one thing she said, because I watched the Breakfast Club interview, was, you know, I used to feel bad about allowing people, or feeling like I was allowing people to hit rock bottom, until I remember who the rock is. In the spiritual speaking, God is our rock. So you don't have to be God for other people. You do what you have to do. You get people where you can obtain, or what God has put on your heart. But then after that, you move out the way. You let him do his work. And I thought that was just so powerful. I've actually had that thought about a few friends in time. But that's what I'm saying. Is your lifestyle ministry? They go together. It's in your image. The way you look. The way you take care of yourself. It tells us a lot about you before you even open your mouth. And it's not about, well, you know, the white standards of beauty. I don't have a scale. I'm not scaling my standards of beauty. I'm literally saying that you should be your best self. You should look your best self, so you can feel your best self, so you can get out in the world and bless us. And you get blessed right back. That's the cool thing about blessings. They like bounce off each other and stuff. That should be the goal. Rather than constantly lining up with people who aren't happy and listening to things that aren't working and not getting better. That's the goal, is to make your lifestyle your ministry. So your image is important. I know I really was going in on the women, but I'm a woman. So I just felt like that particular conversation is necessary. But men, you as well. When you dress a certain way, women can tell where your mind is. As you get older, some of the options in clothes outside of like job related stuff. So like, we get why DJ Envy still dresses the way he dresses. He's in the hip hop industry. That's his uniform. We get that. But my guy, if you are a certain age, there's a certain caliber about yourself and about your thinking that's gonna match the way you dress. So this is an equal conversation. I am not about gender war. I don't know if I mentioned it in any of the other segments. I don't like gender war. I feel like it's divisive, especially within the Black community. We don't need any more ways to divide ourselves. Like, white supremacy is already done, all of that stuff. That's a whole nother series for a whole nother day. But we don't need any other ways, or create other ways, to divide ourselves. We just need to get the information and move on. The things that are going to make sense. The things that are going to help and push us. So make sure your image is intact. Make sure you're affirming the things you want. And believing in that. And having faith. And lastly, your actions. You're into the community. You're taking care of the community. So hopefully this will, you know, open a space for us to continue to have these conversations. Thank you so much for listening to this 3-part series. This is just on my heart, on the top of my mind. And I want you all to stay connected with me. There may be another sporadic moment where God places something on my heart. And we can continue the conversation even with this. Maybe a panel discussion. I'm open to it. And just really kind of helping us all grow. So follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Same handle. I_M_TEZYA. So that's I_AM_TEZYA. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be living in my ministry. Making my lifestyle my ministry. And them being one and one and two and two, and continuing to just follow, love, and move forward in all ways and all aspects of life. Hopefully this has been helpful, and I hope you all have a wonderful, amazing day. Bye.